Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. Today we got two special guests. We got One Take Ocho and One Take Jay themselves.
Wait, hold up. Hey, we got to get my nigga One Take Scoob.
One Take Scoob over there.
Yeah. Come on.
He's blowing it down over there.
He came and threw on his football highlights right away.
Yeah, for real.
That shit was crazy.
Everything.
He got me watching him too. They're like, hey,
watch how I crack this guy right here. Boom.
Nah, Scoob is nice as fuck. That's what people don't know.
Yeah.
Nice as a motherfucker.
Hey, thank you guys for coming all the way out here. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I appreciate y'all having me on everything.
Nah, yeah, but what we're hearing, we already started talking. You guys love the fucking casino, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to get it in. You got to take your chances.
You got to do it.
Chance is yours.
Exactly.
It's on you. You going to take it or you not?
Yep.
That nigga love that shit. I don't love that shit.
Nah, yeah. But, like, it's crazy, though, because, like, before, like, I actually got real money to play with. Like, I used to fuck it off gambling. Fuck it off.
For real?
And it seemed like when I have more, I get the urge to gamble more. But now I just shoot dice, bro. I don't even be on the casino ass no more like that.
Fuck the bullshit.
Because they get your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I feel like I'm the type of nigga, I'm so lucky, like, if I just go hit it right now that we bringing it up, it might be bad for that bitch ass. For real.
Nah, but you were saying you walked out with how much in Vegas?
Vegas.
Tell the story about the Planet Hollywood story.
All right, so look, it was like Memorial Weekend. So for like a couple years, we used to always just go to Vegas, boom. The homies, some hoes, and then everybody already be out there that you know. Little parties going up, all that, boom.
That's
and you gonna gamble. So, look, we get out there like at 2 in the morning. So, we just drop our shit straight off at the room or whatever. Then, nigga, we didn't even catch no ride, no nothing. We walked. We was kind of close. We walked to Planet Hollywood, and we start playing Baccarat. That's all we fuck with is Baccarat.
God,
it was
damn.
Me and that nigga Tyler. So, look, we on the Baccarat. I promise you, it was an old-ass lady right there. She was hitting, and she had hella bread. I promise you. So I just start going with her. And then niggas know me. I go for the gusto. I'm not penny pinching and all that.
You hate that. Like risk that. It. You do.
So look, I start going up. Tyler jump in. Bro, we just following her. So he end up leaving with like probably like 3 bands. I probably had like 5.
What did you start with? My bad.
Oh, he probably started with like, bro, I'm telling you, like, it was on some low shit. Probably, like, I'm telling you, probably, like, he probably had, like, a couple hundred, and I probably had a couple hundred, literally, on everything.
Gosh, damn.
That's fucking insane.
His first bet probably was a 60, but my first bet probably was a couple hundred. Fuck it. You gonna win or you not? So, look, we went and slept to like 1 in the, like, midday. So then we pop up, we go, shit, I ain't gonna even lie, I don't even think we showered, nigga brushed his teeth, though. I don't even think we showered, nigga, right back to Planet Hollywood, and look, we had a little ritual. We had to go back to that same table for the rest of the weekend, so we went right back to the same table. We really wanted it to be the same dealer, knowing it wasn't gonna be the same dealer. But anyway, I promise you, we was probably there for like an hour or two, and bro, I promise you, I'm surrounded by everybody that I know out there, so I'm showing out, and I'm faded. I haven't lost, like, if it been like 25 hands, I at least won 20, and I'm betting big, like 1,000.
Each hand.
Bro, I swear to God. So look, I got to like 30,000, then I got a little cocky, I went back down to a dub, and then I cashed out, but in the midst, before I cashed out, before I even went back down, I'm so, showing out and shit, I'm passing out hella chips.
Just turning up the casino, everybody.
Everything, passing out hella chips. So then I finally cashed out at 20 bands, so I'm like, I'm gonna go shopping. Cause you know they got the little stores at Planet Hollywood and
shit. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm on. Fuck it. Come on. So an altercation ended up happening, like a fight broke out or something. So they end up we gonna go get something to eat first. by the time we go back to the to finish shopping or whatever, bro, you gotta pass the casino to get to the fucking stores and shit to
that's
shop.
Where they get you.
So I'm on some cocky shit. Bro, I wanna say I'm like on some high roller table. I think I put like 3 beds down. No cap. And that bitch didn't do Nathaniel. I slapped it down a couple more times. I ain't never had a losing streak like that in my motherfucking life. Everybody called me the one. Come on.
Man. Nah, that's
so
where the
bro, I literally end up having to trying to get back up again. Like, now I'm focused on the game. Like, it ain't even fun no more.
Hey, Ocho, were you there when that shit happened?
No, nah, I wasn't there that time. It was just him and Tyler. Shit, I probably was at work or something at that time.
Would like, you have, what, would like you have stopped him?
Hell no. Ain't no
hell
stopping.
No, you
ain't
can't
no stopping
stop
this
me.
Nigga.
I feel like if you got, shit. If ain't I got no more money, I got more chances.
He gonna, every time you try to stop this nigga, he's like, no, 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 watch, I'm a hit. Watch, I'm a hit.
And
he
what I do?
He don't hit for like two times. He don't hit for like two times. You be like, all right, if I don't hit right here, we leaving. This nigga end up hitting and shit. So we there for another
exactly.
hour. Like
doing
this,
that.
Like, come on.
Come
man.
On. Go for the gusto. Until to. I get gusto.
Literally.
Well, you playing Duck Duck Goose.
I think Logan brought it up. Do you believe in like people like if they're over your back watching you, like they're bad luck?
No, because I'd be like, especially if I'm losing, I'm for sure focused in. Like, I'm just, you feel me? If somebody talking and all that, then yeah. But if somebody just watching my hands and all that, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, nigga, fly on the wall. Stay there.
Yeah. I don't feel me. Yeah, I don't like when they talk. Like, if you get a bad hand, you hear, like, ooh, like, behind you.
Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, like,
just turn around. I feel like we're going to keep it G. I feel like niggas only really feel it when they lose.
Yeah. Because
when you winning, you not tripping off nothing. You like, nigga, you want a chip? You want a bet one? And I'm really like that. I promise you. When I'm up, I promise you, bro. At the casino, I promise you.
No,
I promise you.
I gotta go to the casino with you.
Chips and bro, show him the picture on me. Yeah. I won 10,000. Where this was at? Hustlers.
I think this was.
Lucky Lady.
Lucky Lady.
Lucky Lady Casino. No, show it to the camera.
Oh my God.
We could put it on screen.
I won ten bands one night. Winning that bitch with 400. Got down to my last 60 there and ran it the fuck up. And the homie had to hold my chips in the back. Them wasn't even his chips. He had to get in the pit to hold the chips. I'm telling you. And he wasn't even at the casino. I called him because I'm like, somebody got to see this shit, man. But look,
crazy.
Though. So that night, I hit him for 10 bands. Then I brung my big old ass back the next day and hit him for another 9 bands. It was unbelievable. They want me in that bitch no more. They start changing the dealers and shit. I'm like, ooh. I'm viral with this motherfucker for real.
That's right.
But look, I feel like I done took so many L's in Alexis on me. It wasn't even a win for real. It wasn't even a win for real. Y'all hearing, oh, he won 20. He won 20 back to back. No, nigga. No.
L.
What was the worst like L that you've ever been like, damn? Are they all kind of the same?
Like in a casino L or just period?
Both.
Yeah, both. We'll go casino first.
Casino, like bro, I'm really a risk taker when it come to getting money. Like I like gambling, nigga, just making it happen, whatever, bro. I promise you. Like I didn't been like, I got a ban in the bank account.
Damn.
Bro, on me. And I'm gambling with 500 for on me.
You gotta work.
I've done that too, but you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, you gotta
if
make
you don't
that money.
Take a chance, man. You exactly. gonna stay where the fuck you at.
Exactly.
On me. Yeah. Even with dice, bro. Niggas want to be on hands and knees shooting ones and twos. Nigga, you might as well crap every time shooting ones and twos. Nigga, knees be bleeding.
Who was doing that in the studio that day? Was
no.
it Low?
Oh yeah,
man,
Low.
We was high as fuck. We
oh yeah,
dying
Low.
Laughing.
Everything, him and Low. But them niggas down there shooting ones and twos. Them niggas was sweating, and I think they end up breaking the fuck even.
Oh God.
Exactly, nigga did all that for nothing.
For like an hour.
If they would have just, they say if they both only had 50, nigga shoot that shoot. Fuck
oh
it.
God.
Shoot dubs, tens,
oh
tens, lowest, tens, for sure.
Just go to
Baccarat. Get a nigga up out of there. He gone. But ones and twos is crazy. I feel like that's like middle school shit.
Yeah.
Ones and twos, nigga, got their little lunch money. Tools and fuse. That ain't even shooting dice no more. That's tools and fuse.
Hey,
on
me. Hey, and me and Jay was high as fuck that night too. We put the weed in the hookah, so we was smoking weed.
Yeah, that shit did go crazy.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know
you.
Yeah, how does
change
that even
your life? Ooh. It'll change your life. You know how you regularly
just put, because you know the hookah lasts way longer than a blunt.
Yeah.
So
yeah, instead of putting it the rocks on top, you just put the weed on top, or
nah, you put
you mix it in with the hookah flavor. Yeah, like you, the weed, you put like, the nuggets in the
break nice. The weed down on top of the hookah flavor. Then you put your little stove thing on. Yeah. Put the coals on top of that bitch. Then get the.
I don't even smoke, and that shit sounds nice. Yeah,
that right? shit was crazy.
And it's kind of better because you ain't even tasting no weed. Yeah. You tasting all the flavor.
It's like
but then it's
kind of
bad,
bit.
Too, though. Because it lasts long as fuck. And, nigga, you just smoking.
You forget it's weed in there sometimes. So you think you just smoking hookah? Exactly. That motherfucking boy.
Eagle pussy. Literally. Fuck giraffe ass. That ain't high enough when I hit that.
Eagle ass in that motherfucker.
Eagle pussy.
Eagle pussy. Eagle
pussy. Giraffe ass ain't high enough. You got to go eagle pussy.
Hey, eagle pussy.
That shit in the air.
High.
That motherfucking air.
What's the most faded you guys have been?
That was one of them. No,
the hookah?
Edibles, for sure.
Everybody says that.
How many milligrams was it?
I think I had like a total of 150 total milligrams.
Damn. I don't even know the milligrams. I just know like
I was fucked up.
It was the not the worms. They was the sour belts.
Oh,
the bitches had the little Lucas shit on them, so they was going crazy. And then Quan was like, "Hey, fool, don't eat too many of them because them is edible."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Bet," but nigga. Nigga listening to the beat bobbing his head and shit. And then by the time you know it, it's only two left in there. I don't know how many was in there, but I know my stomach was full. On me.
I got
so look, when I was driving home, I promise you, I swear. If it was 200 on my dash, 200 was getting done for sure on everything. And it felt like I was doing 10 miles per hour. That's when I knew like edibles is crazy. And then you know how like all right, so you seen the movie Get Out before, right?
Yeah.
See how the nigga was like stuck in a chair? Nigga felt like I was just stuck in my chair doing 10 though, but I'm looking at the shit do the dash though. Oh, and I'm in sport mode. Look, I swear to God, I threw it in individual just to see if I could go a little faster. It still felt like 10. I swear to God, it still felt like 10. I'm like, that's dangerous. I'm cool on edibles.
Damn. No joke.
You felt the same way?
Nah, I had two altercations. I felt the same way. I was at this nigga house and Quan had liquid, like the liquid THC.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So I took a little waterfall of it, but I didn't know how much I was taking. And I closed my mouth. I'm like, oh shit, hold on.
Bro, man, like, that shit nasty as fuck.
Bro, like 30 minutes later, I'm on this nigga Jay couch, like just tweaking. Like I'm trying to fall asleep so I can wake up and this shit be over with. I can't fall asleep. Like I'm just up, like itching. Like, man, I think I need a hospital or something. And then I had another altercation. I felt the same way. Me and my girl, we had some like some sour patches or something, and they had like 50 milligrams in each of them. We took like it was like six in that pack. We both took three, so we had like 150 each. So we both laying in the bed, like eyes open. I can't stop moving my legs. I'm like, oh hell no. So I go in the bathroom. I try to throw up and shit, get it out of my system. That shit didn't work.
Oh my god.
And I'm just like, fuck.
So does that shit even feel good at that time?
Hell
or you're
no.
Just regretting it.
I'm regretting that shit because you really think you fucked up. Like you talking to yourself
edibles,
in your head.
Like, I didn't even smoke, so it was kind of like fucked up. Like
yeah.
I thought I was gonna need a hospital for sure.
I got a story about edibles. You were at Rolling Loud 2018, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you performed there, right? I took an edible right when you performed, bro. I saw you, right?
He would have blamed that shit on me.
One take, Jay.
Choose edibles and would have blamed it on myself at 2018 Rolling Loud. That
he wasn't performing.
Nah, he was performing. I was chilling. Then Rucci gets on, bro. Mm. And I'm watching him. And I'm like, whoa. And I'm on the rail like this. And I fucking knock out. And Rolling Loud, I was like, what the fuck, bro?
Did it take you out or what? Are you
that
straight?
Nah, I was cool. I woke up like 15 minutes later.
He was going to get his money's worth.
He linked out on the rail.
Dying the crowd at Rolling Loud. He's going to get his money's worth.
You guys only like smoke weed or you guys do other drugs?
Nah. Just weed.
I used to drink. I used to only like drink.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But like. Yeah. I don't know, bro. Drinking, I feel like it's just too crazy because I used to go way too viral. Like, I was on some Steve-O shit with the Don Julio. I wake up in the morning with a Don Julio on the side of the bed, FaceTiming a homie with a shot. What's the deal?
Oh, God, I got a screenshot of this nigga waking up.
Bitch talking about, take one.
Damn.
Nah, so, yeah, he was a drinker for sure before a smoker. Yeah. This nigga was wild. What,
was it like an experience?
I just feel like, nah, it wasn't. I mean, shit, I didn't have like hella accidents and shit, but I was never drunk or nothing. Oh, so it wasn't like a bad experience or nothing like that. It was just on some like, I don't know, like.
Like oh,
and
shit.
And drinking was making a nigga fat as a bitch.
Yeah, that shit yeah. gives you a little stomach.
Hell
a
yeah, little this stomach. Nigga was chunky.
Bro, I've been fit my whole man, life. This nigga drinking, I swear to God, bro, had me looking like oh, a, like yeah. mush mouth, literally.
did drinking make you slower? Because I heard that you're fast.
nah, he was still
yeah, for sure. You still I mean, had I still some speed was though. Agile, like I could move, but it was just like a nigga face was just puffy. Like I had a little belly, it just felt like I still felt the same, but like congested yeah, though. Like,
nigga yeah. felt stuffed, arteries like clogged up and shit.
Like that shouldn't be there.
Hell, yeah, every
literally. Yeah. I'm off.
And you never drank or?
No, I drank for sure. I drink more than I smoke. So.
Oh really?
But I don't drink a lot. You feel me? But like I don't smoke a lot. So like if I gotta choose, I'd rather drink than smoke.
Oh. Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, but I'm gonna need you to listen to this because Logan's gonna tell you something about cats. So if you love cats, just like Logan, I'm gonna need you to listen up real quick.
I love cats. If you guys know me, you guys know that I love cats. And cats, you never really know what's wrong with them until it's too late and you have those expensive ass veterinarian bills. And
oh, that, hell no. Nah.
Yeah, that shit sucks. And that's where Pretty Litter comes in. Pretty Litter tracks your cat's health with a color changing litter.
I'm gonna go in, right? I'm gonna try explaining what Pretty Litter is. I've never had a cat in my life, right?
He's weird.
So I'm gonna go. You correct me, right?
Okay.
So litter, right? Mm-hmm. Is where they go pee and poop.
Yep. And it smells like shit. And that's where Pretty Litter comes in because it has ultra-absorbent crystals which traps the odor. And let me tell you, that shit actually works.
I know and I've heard that litter smells like shit. Like, it's just nasty. And who the fuck wants that in their house, right? So the cat goes pee. This is Pretty Litter's litter, right? The cat goes pee or poop. But this litter is going to change colors, right? It's going to, mm-hmm. like, form into crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And those crystals, the color, whatever, it's going to tell you yeah, what's wrong with your cat if there's something wrong.
Yeah, it can't changes colors and it has like a little like sheet which tells you what's healthy and then what's not healthy. And it tells you like the different colors coordinate to different.
So it's taking a fucking, it's taking a piss test.
Yeah, literally every time. Every time. Pee.
Yeah. So imagine your cat is starting to get sick and you got a regular litter and you got the pretty litter, right? They're going to pee into that one, the good mm-hmm. one. And it's going to be able to tell you what's wrong with it early rather than it pissing in the normal one. You don't know shit until the cat's like really sick now. Now you got to spend way more at the veterinarian.
Yeah, my cat was actually acting kind of weird and I was like, damn, you know what? This is actually clutch. Use the pretty litter. Find out that it's healthy, so don't need to take it to the vet.
Exactly. And who the fuck wants their cat, their pet, to get sick and spend all that money at the veterinarian?
Yeah, you don't
want
to spend, though. Also, too, it ships free to my door in a small, lightweight bag, and it lasts up to a month. It's actually, like, pretty crazy because of, since it's super light crystal base, it minimizes the mess and the dust, and it does last longer. Pretty Litter helps keeps my cat healthy and keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as I do, not him, me. Go to prettylitter.com/sweet to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/sweet to save 20%. prettylitter.com/sweet.
One more time, just in case they forgot.
prettylitter.com/sweet.
And now let's get back to this podcast.
So, I mean, I know you didn't used to smoke at all, right, Jay?
Mm-mm.
So why did you say, because you gained weight, you moved to smoking, or what was it?
Nah, I just stopped. When I stopped drinking. Then I start working out a little bit and shit. And then I ain't start smoking till like probably like I want to say shit probably like damn near a year after that. Probably like a year after that. I just stopped drinking though, cause nigga, I don't know. Like it started getting burnt out. It felt like a nigga was just taking shots for no reason. Like I'm like, god damn, a nigga was. Shit, 25 feeling 30. I'm like, hell no.
It makes you feel like shit in the morning.
On everything, like that's sluggish. Like, and I'm used to being an athletic ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it was a big difference. Like, I could feel that. It's like a big weight on a nigga back.
Oh, what? So you guys both played football together then, right?
Yeah.
Is that how you guys met? Or how'd you guys meet?
Yeah, we met in high school.
I went to Centennial 9th through 11th. And then, I transferred to Carson to play football, And that's where I met bro at.
Oh, you went to Carson?
Yeah, Carson High. So I started at Norbonne like my ninth grade first semester, but then like I went to Carson High ninth grade second semester all the way till I graduated.
Okay. Yeah. And then you guys just met from the football team? Or?
Yeah, because his coach from Centennial, Jimmy Nolan, ended up coaching my team.
Carson, yeah.
So he took Jay and everybody else.
Did you guys click like right there? Or?
Nah, hell yeah. This nigga knew about me before I even knew about this. And he was like, yeah, like, I see you had them niggas, cleats on and shit.
Niggas knew, like, we already knew, like.
We knew who was like coming over type
like
shit.
Okay. And we already knew, like, similar people. Yeah, similar people. Like, similar crowd and shit. Yeah.
Oh, that's chill.
So how'd you guys start, like, the whole entire, like, one take group?
That shit was, like, it really was, like, TZ, one take TZ, one take Quan. Both of them was rapping before I ever tried to rap or make a verse or whatever you want to call it. I wasn't fucking with it at all. And then, I think Scooby, you made a song before me or like same time? Yeah, I think same we time. Did it at the same time on everything.
It's probably Wolf Tickets.
Yeah, probably was. The first one on everything.
Song called Wolf Tickets.
How long ago was this?
How long ago was that? That probably was like, what, like 2017? 2018?
Nah, 2016.
16, probably. Damn. Yeah, 2016.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, look, the homie Teezy, but he, like, savvy with the shits, though. Like, he been making niggas beats. He been tagged Teezy Made It.
Yeah.
Like, he been making niggas beats. He got the studio equipment. He know how to engineer all the shits. So we get, and he got the shit out of the setup in his room. Mm-hmm. So we just in bro room getting it in. So, like I said, they was been, him and Quan was been fucking around and shit. So then in the summer, one day we in that bitch hot sweating bullets on me.
This is actually 2014.
We just used to listen. We just used to listen to the nigga make beats and shit. Because he was hard at making beats. Yeah. And then niggas... Quan used to always be like, man, come on, just write a verse. Or TZ would be like, write a verse. So then one day we all in there, so we all just start writing to the beat. Somehow we all just start writing to the beat.
Damn.
We go from saying, nah, I'm cool, to writing to the beat. So in my head, I'm like, man, this shit bullshit. This shit bullshit.
Oh my God.
So then I said it on the beat. And then I'm like, it's kind of cool, but like it ain't no shit though. Like I know I'm saying some little shit, but cause I feel like especially when I first started rapping, I feel like I never really knew how to rap. Like I was just talking shit, cause that's what I do. That's what I do on the daily. I just talk shit. I just pop it.
So even on your first song, you were talking shit.
Yeah, I was just talking shit. What I say? Wolf Tickets getting sold. No, niggas barking and shit. Niggas claim they drive fours, but don't got a permit. Hey, come on, come on. But look though, so I didn't really think nothing of it. But what really made me fuck with the shit and made me want to keep making music, like I said, like I already kind of knew bro just from being around. Like I used to be a lot of places, like going out and shit, like going here, going there. I live in Compton. I'm way in LA all the time, just doing shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I know a lot of people and shit. So when I put this shit out, when a lot of people was fucking with it and responding to it, that's really the only thing that made me keep making shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
People was already fucking with it. Like, I feel like
they're fucking with it from like the very first song that you put out.
Yeah, like on some everybody that knew me, like nobody said like, oh, this shit weak. Like, and it wasn't too many people though.
Yeah.
Like, it probably was only like 400 plays on me.
Yeah.
It probably was like only had 400
and
plays.
And at that time, it's not like a lot of up and coming rappers.
It wasn't a lot of upcoming like rappers and shit.
People more open at like, that time to shit.
It was literally only like probably like Draco, the Sting Team.
Yeah.
Earl Swavey, Frosty.
AZ Sway was popping at the time.
AZ Sway. Oh, yeah, Sway. Like, them was the only young niggas that was really going up. Bitch Hit Yo Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
Bro was going up too. Them was like the only niggas that like young niggas.
Yeah.
So then it was like.
It ain't how it is right now. It's where like a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot right now.
Literally.
There's a fucking lot.
With that shit, with people fucking with it, I'm like, shit, I might as well just keep doing it.
Damn.
And I really, you feel me?
And then
I'm like, fuck it.
From there, were you just like doing it for fun or were you like, you know what, I'm going to be a fucking rapper?
Nah, see, that go back to what I said at first. I never thought I was a rapper. I was just talking shit on the beat.
Literally, something to do. Like, in yeah, the spare like it time. Was just, yeah. Cause we was at, I wasn't doing music, but we was all like, at El Camino College.
I literally felt like I rapped, like if you, like me and the homies having a conversation, bro, all we do is laugh and talk shit to literally, each other
yeah.
all day.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like my music, like more towards the females and shit. So, bro, come on, nigga Ben have bitches with their hoes, females, women, girls, whatever you want to call it before, yeah. like, I was a nigga. Like, I was always a nigga, if you get what I'm saying. Like, so, when I was popping it about these hoes, niggas was really like, damn, like, nigga, like, everybody could relate to it. It was some shit you encountered. Yeah, yeah. So, that's I don't know. Fine. I just felt like that was kind of, that's what kind of gave me a niche. I feel like that's what gave me a niche.
Yeah.
So, and like, being able to grab the female crowd.
Yeah. And it was also, like, kind of, I feel like, it's, like, very unique because a lot of rappers, you know, they try to, like, tell stories or some shit or, like, flex, but you're literally just, like, talking your shit.
Mm. Nah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What was your first song to, like, pop off?
The first song to go up was To The Neck.
Was that when you, like, recorded that song?
Nah. It was, like, I'm going to say the first song to go up was a song called Now You Know.
Uh-huh.
That shit probably got, like, 10,000 views.
Oh, shit.
And then I dropped. But I was only getting like, that was the first solo song I dropped too.
Uh-huh.
No, I probably dropped one before that. It was called Stupid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was called Stupid.
Because yeah. I think that's the first song you. What's the first song you said? Wait, hold up, like the first time.
It was feeling that, that.
With that.
It was feeling
okay,
that.
It was that one. Okay.
I hadn't did no solo songs yet.
Yeah.
Damn. So you were just getting featured, or you?
Nah, we was just. I was only rapping with the homies.
Oh,
I didn't know nothing about.
Just having fun.
We didn't know nothing about. I didn't know nothing about hitting no nigga up for no fucking feature.
Yeah.
I didn't even know me and the homies was doing features. I thought we was just making songs.
Nigga just oblivious, making songs, literally.
Just getting it in. The homie make a beat, and we gas that bitch. I feel like it came from like kind of like the competitive nature of just nigga trying to get it in. But who one day who actually came up with the name, it was TZ. I don't know if Scoob was there, but I know it was Quan, Vail, and Big Ant. Ant was there, and they came up with the one take shit.
TZ.
And then shit, niggas just start running with that shit.
Is it called one take? Cause you guys literally like just do one take or what?
At first, that's what like it. That's literally was the meaning on everything.
Oh, shit.
Like we wasn't literally doing everything one take, but that was like the motto. You feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah. And then so you said like to the neck was like your very like
yeah that was the song
that
like,
went, like crazy
to get
crazy.
10,000
yeah.
was Now You Know because that was like my goal like ooh I got a couple thousand what if I get 10,000
ten k is a lot.
Shit, I just kept making shit, and then I dropped. Look, I the crazy part, bro, I had TZ drop the equipment off at my house so I could just record myself in the living room.
You recorded that
house.
Shit in the living room?
I still got
the,
got
video,
on my phone.
He got the video.
That's right.
Everything.
Literally.
I made two
That's
songs
fire.
That day, and bro was like, the other one going to be the one. I'm like, no, nigga, this going to be the one. And you could tell I'm janky as hell because the song was slow as fuck. I threw that bitch in the DJ app and sped it up on me because I was like a ratchet, like turned
on
up
me,
nigga
turned up
on me. So I'm like, this shit got to slap more.
So when you recorded it, you're like, yeah, this for sure is going to do good.
Nah, I we played it a couple times. Like we kept playing them back and forth. And then that's when he was like, we was listening to the other one. He was like, this going to be the one. And I'm like, nah, it's going to be the other one.
Oh,
it was
man.
A song
shit.
Called Slid On. It's out right now too. Slid On and then
oh,
To The Neck. We was trying to see which one was better, and I was like, "Nah, this one hard. You got this one that's gonna go up." He was like, "Nah, To The Neck. This one right here. Damn. Watch, listen to it again." We played it again and shit, and I recorded him, and that's when we got a video on our phone.
Me, I was janky as
literally.
A bitch.
Shit
bro,
was
had,
slow as hell.
I had the laptop on the HDMI
on
hooked
me,
up
the
to
TV.
The flat screen.
Oh, so the
then
whole
we had
setup,
the mic and all the wires literally. And shit, and only an inbox right there.
Damn,
I'll tell you that shit was janky.
No
fucking chair, stool, nigga sitting
on
the couch. Yo,
that's crazy.
Nigga sitting on the couch, getting
oh
it in off the flat screen.
Like you guys said before, like there was really like not a lot of young LA artists coming up, right? So like, would you guys go up and perform at parties, or how would you guys like get your name out there more?
Nah, bro, it wasn't even no. You gotta think, social media was the shit now already, so it wasn't no going to get like like I feel like I didn't really the parties was already playing niggas shit if they was fucking with it. You feel me? Like for sure. The young crowd or the young crowd on fucking Snapchat or their fucking apps and shit, Instagram on a story all day. Literally, bro. That's how my shit went up on everything.
His very first show was a New Year's Eve.
Yeah, like my song was already like going up.
Yeah, had like 100,000.
I wouldn't even, bro. I didn't have no thoughts of nobody hitting me up talking about let's book a show.
Literally.
I didn't have no thoughts of no other niggas. I didn't even really know no other niggas that was going.
Yeah.
Cause the crazy part, I knew all the niggas that go up in the city right now that rap like Blue Bucks. I play football with them, bro. Yeah. But niggas didn't rap back then. Yeah, so I didn't, you feel me? I didn't have nobody to, I'm about to do a song with that nigga type shit. Like I was just rapping with the homies. That's it.
Yeah. That's dope. Yeah.
And we're going to take a quick break from this podcast and we're going to have a word from our sponsor here at ShipStation.
And a lot of you motherfuckers must be using ShipStation because they keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be working out for a lot of people, right?
Also, too, it's the code. The code is it's fucking amazing. You guys will hear it at the end.
You guys will hear this code. But basically, the holidays are coming up, right? That's Christmas, Black Friday, just a bunch of shit.
Even turkey.
Turkey, yeah, Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thanksgiving, shit, my birthday, Logan's birthday. There's a gang of birthdays coming up. December birthdays suck. January birthdays suck
because
it's double presents. But why not make some extra dough, right? If you got a product, anything. It could be like a cell phone case that you're designing or a new shirt that you're designing and you want to sell it on Amazon, Etsy, eBay, your own website.
All of them.
Let's just say you have it popping on all four of those websites. Managing the shipping on that is fucking insane.
Yeah, managing it on one is insane.
Yeah, managing on one. Because we've done that before. We used to do our own merch.
Fucking sucked. I fucked it up. I lost us probably like $1,000, $2,000. Because we had to change the shipping rates.
Yeah, and we heard somebody, they sold so much merchandise, but fucked up on the shipping. They lost. They didn't even make money.
You're right.
It was basically fucking free. So you got to understand how much you're spending on shipping. You got to make sure that you're getting the lowest rates possible. And that's where ShipStation comes in because they always find the best rates for you.
Yeah. And on top of that, on top of finding the best rates for you, they'll put it all into like one interface so that you can manage it just from there.
Exactly. So you're not scrolling through your eBay, scrolling through your Amazon, scrolling through your own website. Oh shit, they ordered here, but they ordered here. And they're all going to be the same price, your shipping rates. This is where ShipStation comes in. Ship more and grow more with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com today and sign up with promo code SWEET for a free 60-day trial.
That's the promo code. You guys hear that? Free.
60 days. You could get shit cracking in 60 days. Yeah. Especially with the holidays, people are willing to buy shit.
Yeah. I buy shit and it's not even the holidays. I spend money on like useless shit.
This is where fucking people get filthy rich is around Black Friday and Christmas. These type of sellers, and that could be you. Start today and get set up before the biggest shipping season of the year. That's 2 months free. Visit ShipStation.com. Click the microphone at the top and type in code SWEET.
ShipStation, make ship happen.
And let's get back to this podcast.
Then Ocho, what about you?
Shit, I wasn't doing music at the time. I didn't start till 2018. Because I was in college still. I played football in college. I went to Minnesota and shit.
Damn.
So like when I came back in 2017, I didn't really start making music until that next year, 2018. So I was just, feel me, riding around just like with the homies type shit. They making music, so shit, I'm just going along with it. I'm dancing and shit, doing goofy shit. So it's like,
So I see like a lot of people or a lot of groups, like you guys travel with a lot of people. Do you guys stay like small or do you guys bring a shit ton of people to your shows?
Nah, for the most part, I'd be like probably like 10 deep at the most.
Bro. That's not bad.
Yeah. So but just your little
be the
squad.
Main people I'd be with though. Yeah. Shit, I done pulled up to, I swear to God, bro, I done pulled up to, I did a show in Vancouver and I went by myself. I swear to God.
Damn.
I swear to God.
Holy
Vancouver.
Can't.
That was your first show, right?
No, not my first show ever. No. That was my first show out there.
His first show ever was a New Year's Eve event with Oka Greedo.
With Draco
and Greedo.
Damn. DJ Primetime had booked me for that shit.
That shit went crazy.
That shit was crazy.
That shit went up.
Niggas
though.
Ripped and the look, whole ceiling first light off and shit.
Yeah, bro, this was crazy as fuck, bro. I got the video. I swear to God. I cannot make this shit up.
Oh, God.
Bro, I didn't think they was going to know my shit for sure. I didn't think they was. Well, I knew that some people was going to know it because, yeah, bro, it was a viral, like, L.A. New Year's Eve party. Everybody was there. It was at the golf course.
Oh, damn. So do you ever get nervous that, like damn, they ain't going to know my shit? It's me right in my bed.
Oh, no. Actually, no, that was the first show.
Yeah.
So, no, I never got nervous because I was already, before I ever made music, I was already like a high energy, energetic type of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's like, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
Deep so, shit.
So they played a song or whatever, and then, bro, from the first, not even no words, just the beat being on, bro, everybody starts screaming. Literally. And then when he said, when I said, wait, hold it, bro, the whole, bro, that shit was crazy. It was like, nigga was already like, famous already.
Oh,
but like,
God.
I still didn't like, you get what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. We just on some rapping with the whole shit.
So in they told him to run it back and everything.
And,
that's run it back.
That's what really made it go viral. So, the DJ, that nigga Mike,
the DJ
stopped it and was like, what the fuck? Like, surprised everybody. Bro, this is my
first show. And it's New Year's Eve.
I'm the opener. I'm the opener.
Yeah, wow. Most of the time, you don't know the opener songs.
Exactly.
At all.
Exactly. I think I only did that song.
Literally, twice.
So the nigga ran it back. Bro, I swear to God, why like a little, he looked like he was like Armenian or something. Brody jumped on the big ass chandelier and was hanging from that bitch. I promise you, God. And broke the chandelier and the shit.
I was like, wow.
So in that moment,
that shit was crazy.
In that moment, did you feel like, damn, I'm actually fucking doing something?
Nah, I was just going up.
Yeah,
because
we was always going to parties. I swear to God, it felt like.
We go to parties
all the time.
Just like, performing at that bitch. Like,
after that, we dancing on bitches, all type of shit.
Bro,
so it's like,
I wasn't like, I like, sometime after the show, like, I go to a section and chill. Like, I don't be on no bougie shit. I just hang out or whatever. But back then, bro, it was
hanging out.
I performed my shit. It went crazy.
Yep.
And then we was in a crowd, nigga, for the turn up with everybody else.
Wait for Draco
fire,
and Greedo.
Dancing with the bitches and all that. Then Draco and Greedo shit went viral.
Yep.
Damn.
Rest in peace.
Just like it was just a crazy.
Getting ratchet with the crowd on.
Man, that shit was normal. It was regular shit. That shit was fun, though.
That shit was a party.
Yeah. So did you guys always have like this like love for music at all or no?
Bro, I told you, I never tried to rap.
Like this shit?
No, I like music, other people's music. Yeah. Not like a love for music,
well,
though.
I'm saying,
like,
we'll turn up to certain ones and shit, like words and shit.
Like, yeah, I like the party.
Yeah,
like,
so we know
like,
songs.
So I know all, like, everybody hit me up, like, send me your playlist type shit. Like, I'm on all the slaps all the time.
The jerking era, everything.
That's, I like music in that way. Like, I never, ever in my life, one time, like, even when I saw Lil Wayne, ooh, nigga.
That would be.
I was fucking with Lollipop, nigga, because I wanted some head from a little bitch. I swear to God.
I love that song.
I promise you. Nigga, but even seeing Wayne go crazy, hearing his crazy lyrics, I never wanted to rap. I just wanted to recite them bitches. Like, I could recite any song verbatim, though. My favorite song was Sugar Free, I'd Rather Give You My Bitch on everything. I got suspended from school in third grade for rapping that, I promise
no
you.
No way.
Holy fuck.
That's funny.
You already knew that song.
I got to tell bro that story.
How'd you get suspended by doing that? Was it like a... Like
in third
show?
Grade, saying no.
That's
I'm
all
in
cuss
the class
words.
Rapping it.
saying it.
You never heard Sugar Free? I'd rather give you my bitch.
I'd rather give you my bitch.
It's I'd rather give you my bitch.
Yeah.
Tonight.
It's
not normal for a third grader to be rapping a song full of cuss words in class.
Look at the name. I'd rather give you my bitch.
And you
if you'd have walked up to your third grade teacher,
I thought you were singing at a talent show or something.
Nah, hell no.
Imagine clown. Talent show him performing.
Nah, stop singing and shit in class. Damn me.
The only thing
I
did.
Though. I didn't think nothing was wrong with it. It was just fire.
And what the teacher was like, yo, you got to stop.
You just got to hear it, bro. It's hella vulgar on me.
Yeah. It is.
The only thing I did musically growing up was play the clarinet. But
you
I
played
never,
the clarinet?
Hell yeah. Elementary school.
I never had. Like,
elementary school, I played the clarinet.
No.
Can you still play?
Crazy. Probably like, if I had it in front of me.
I feel like shit just be destined. That's why I just wait for shit to come to it, nigga, because I never had no drive to do music, but I was placed around niggas that do music. Yeah. You feel me? Which led a nigga to music. You feel me?
That's cool as fuck.
And you're, because I didn't go out like shit, nigga. I'm what if Google where the studio at?
Yeah. So would you pull up to like you said you were placed around people that did music? Would you pull up to like shows with them and turn up the crowd?
We was just getting it in, bro. The homie, the only nigga that was good at anything music, cause he made beats and but he didn't even really take rap serious. He just was fire as fuck at beats, bro. And niggas, and he had like rappers that would like rappers at the time going up jumping on his beats and shit. Damn. So shit, TZ always knew how to rap though, but he never was taking music serious. Like was taking music serious, bro. Damn. Until all the homies just start getting it in together. Like he had fire shit, bro, way before we ever put out some one take shit.
Yeah. Damn, that's sick.
I'm telling you, he had like TDFN. Yeah, bro, Earl Swavey. That's probably one of the hardest songs. Him and Earl Swavey.
Rest in peace, Earl Swavey.
Bro, on me.
Yeah.
He was hard, just period. Everything.
How did you come up with your catchphrase? I don't know if that's what you call it. Like the
wait, hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was in we was rapping in bro room, and like he asked earlier, what's the first time I said that? It was a song, Feeling That. I think it was just all the homies on there. Me, you was on Feeling That, huh? Yeah, me, Scoob, Quan, and Bill.
That. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
Feeling That. I'm just like, wait, hold up. And remember, I told you, we was pushing the one-take shit, so who could get their verse done the fastest? Mm-hmm. So look, it was my turn because I finished it fast. So nigga, I'm hype. I'm like, wait, hold up. I'm finna turn this bitch up. And then I'm like, man, delete that shit. Nigga's like, hell no, that shit hard.
Hey, it's
like,
kinda,
that shit hard. Then I'm like, fuck it. And then I heard it, I'm like, ugh. And then I promise you, like, I still did, bro. I promise you, like, maybe I was kinda like slow a little bit, maybe. So look, I still never thought of it like a catchphrase. I just thought it was fire. Mm-hmm. I just thought, bro, I'm telling you, I just like music because I know what sound good, bro. Like,
yeah,
from bro, I'm telling you, I just know what sound good. So I'm like, damn, bro, that shit hard. I still never even thought that I had a catchphrase until people start tweeting it and putting it as their Instagram and all that. Then I'm like, damn.
We'll go to like local high school football games and you just hear people like, wait, hold up.
I'm like, what? Oh, shit. Like, just, I swear
randomly, though.
That's sick as fuck.
Literally, on everything. Literally going crazy. Nice. And I feel like the way hold up is bigger than like me.
Yeah, it's like
as an artist. So
everybody knows that shit, guys. Everybody knows that shit.
Like, bro, I promise you. We was in I was on a tour with Shoreline before.
Yeah.
And we was in Denver, Colorado. Bro, I swear to God, an old white lady saw me and said, wait, hold up.
Shit.
Bro, that's when like, damn, like a nigga could that moment I knew like a nigga could do some little shit with this shit. Cause like, oh, how the fuck you even like, it was one of them type, like, I didn't expect her to know me at all. I'm in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
Bro, like, you feel me? Like,
crazy. Whole nother state.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
Would you say you're more the energy guy? Like, you're going to get the crowd lit no matter what?
No, yeah, for sure. On everything. When I was debating if the golf course was my first show, the other show I was thinking about, bro, me and Quan, so they booked me at a hookah lounge. This was my second show.
Yeah.
So after that, I still wasn't. See, it probably was kind of good that I didn't get on no like bougie shit in my head, because it probably would have deterred me a little bit. But I'm still like, I really don't give a fuck. But it probably would have deterred me, because now I'm thinking about it, bro. My second show was at a hookah lounge in Palm Springs, bro. I'm from Compton.
Oh, shit.
And remind you, I still don't know nothing about shows, but shit, they hit me up. And remind you, nigga, it's 300. I'm only going for 300. Remind you, I just rocked out. It was at least about 1,000 in that bitch. But I'm only saying that because I know that now. I'm still not even thinking. I just performed in front of a lot of people. Yeah. I could get more than this or whatever. I'm just on some shit.
Yeah,
they fucking with me. Fuck it. They trying to book a nigga. Let's get it in. And it was legit. They had flyers and shit. I'm like, ooh. And look, remind you, bro. So look, it's gutter. Me and Quan, only me and Quan, bro. We go out there in my bucket.
Like funky.
Hot as fuck.
Bro.
Was it?
That bitch, what? No, I had the AC. Don't play. Nigga, that crazy. Nah, nigga, you got to keep sliding the bucket, bro, though, for sure. Bro, we from a hot city. You can't play like that. Well, Palm Springs is hot. Because I done been in that predicament. That you can't go back once you leave it.
Yeah, no AC.
So we had the little AC, but shit, it wasn't the best one. It wasn't just... you feel me? It wasn't just blowing out on me. So, look, we drove out there like nigga barely had gas money to drive out there type shit. Damn. On everything. Like, bro, so we get out there, bro, and remind you, it's only 10 people when we get in that bitch. Oh, bro, I swear to God, I turned that bitch up just like I was at that other show.
That's right.
And then Damn. That's when I knew, like, it don't matter, like, because I feel like if whoever came out to see me, they came for a reason. So you got to go up. Even like, it don't matter. And I feel like shit, it's just practice. Shit, fuck it. And I was new. I just looked at the shit as practice. And shit, bro, when I tell you them 10 had it feeling like the same other show, that probably would hype the nigga up a little more too. Like, they was, and you got to think I'm new, nigga. They screaming every word with a nigga too. So shit, nigga, I'm in there lit with him. I just jumped off the little stage up in there with him. That shit was dope, though.
That's crazy. Right.
Nigga, me and Quan got the little 300. I gave bro 150 on everything, and we dipped.
Damn.
On everything.
So do you feel like having that little amount of people there from the beginning, but like treating it like you had a packed out show, really like kept your fans like tight to you?
Nah, like a nigga just always been high energy. Like me and bro school, we'd be in the living room, in my living room playing Madden, bro. I'd be on top of the, I'm whooping him and Quan ass, bro. I'm on top of the couches and shit, dancing and shit, just going crazy. This is before we ever made songs, bro.
This guy right here,
we can play. We can vlog. He's professional.
He thinks he can beat you, bro.
No, for sure. But we'll look, I always had just like, I don't know, just the energy. Like, that's just my personality. That's for real. Great, so
do you think
I don't
it's
know.
A-
so it, I never really felt like, when I was up there performing, I was always a goofy ass nigga. So and I always was could dance and shit. Like, I always was turned up, always had the bitches. So I ain't shy, nigga. The bitch right there screaming too. Fuck it. I was shy. I wasn't shy. Like, I was like low key nervous, like on some Rolling Loud shit though. Cause that's like different shit.
Oh hell.
But like, again, I'm telling you, it's the power of the music, bro. When they know your shit, it don't really, you can't really tell. Cause I'm running out there and they screaming and shit. So. Shit, I might have froze up a little bit, but nobody seen it. Then I got in my little hole like that.
That's crazy.
What is your favorite place to perform?
Shit, I'ma always say LA for sure. LA show, nigga, hella love. Literally, since I told you the first show was a sold out show, and I was the opener though.
Damn.
But nigga, it was dumb viral. Like, it was. So the show literally just on the recap video, it literally just looked like a sold out LA show. Like three niggas performed and shit went up.
Yeah. So is there any place that you went to, whether it be while you were on tour with Shoreline or any place you went to that surprised the fuck out of you? Like, damn, these motherfuckers love me right here.
Yeah, it was my first tour when we went to Seattle. And it surprised me because Seattle was like the first state that was sold out.
Damn.
Like quick as fuck. And it was like 1,500 capacity.
And it was crazy, right?
Yeah, everything. Look, we got there or whatever, and bro, like literally from the time we did it, they seen the sprinter pull up to the shit, to the time we perform it, bro, after the show, they stayed, surrounded the sprinter, bro, we played music and shot a video. And was turned right there on me.
That's fucking dope. You know what's crazy? Chike said the same thing about Seattle.
Yeah, he said Seattle's crazy.
Capping, bro.
And the bitches too.
Bro, niggas is not capping. I can't lie about it. They got pretty looking females
that are down.
That are down.
I mean, you can't really kiss and tell, so I ain't really.
Okay.
I don't think I ran into no ass cheese sneaks.
How's performing for you? Like, how do you like it?
Yeah, shit. Recently, I performed at Shock of Soul recently, like 2 weeks ago. That shit was fun. People knew my shit. It's still building. It's getting up there. But yeah, I actually like performing though, because I like I like to meet the people who like fuck with my music type shit. So like,
it's
I
like get a to talk to
them. Yeah, I'll talk to them after I perform and be like, yeah, bro, you did your shit, man. I fuck with your shit and all this. So I like performing though.
Is it crazy kind of like hearing other people that you have no idea like who they are kind of like sing your lyrics and
Hell
shit?
Hell yeah. I be having dreams about that shit. Like, yeah. I be at the fucking Novo, everybody singing my shit. Like, I be having dreams about that shit. But like, even when I get like a few people that singing my shit in the crowd, I be like, yeah, I'm up to something.
Yeah, man. It's a good ass feeling. As long as somebody know your shit,
nah, for sure.
You got a good start on me.
Hell yeah.
Cause look, I'm telling you, another way that my shit start going up too. So look, remember I told you I never hit 10,000 plays. So when that bitch hit 10,000 fast though,
yeah.
I'm talking about, I'm like,
within
what
that
the
week
fuck?
Type shit.
Yeah, I'm damn. Like, what the fuck? And look, I never had no videos out. No videos.
So what pushed it? Like,
look. So, oh, it was just, look, so look, remember when I told you it was just me and the homies getting it in, bro? We didn't got it in so motherfucking so much. I'm talking shit like a perfectionist on that motherfucker. And then you got to think, bro, my music catered to the bitches. The bitches know me. They shaking ass to my shit. And this was before Instagram repost, nigga. I'm screen recording bitches shaking ass to my shit and manually reposting them bitches on everything. Nigga, they got that shit from me. Nigga, fuck that. Nigga, for real. Nigga, I work hard. Nigga, nigga, that shit was irritating and tedious as a bitch. But look, that's how I went up too, to the next. So when I seen that it hit, good looking. When I seen that it hit 10K so fast, I'm like, bet. So type of nigga I am, bro. I'm going to figure out how to get it in. So what I would do, nigga, I'm like, what am I watched the interview, and then I think it was like a Mozzie interview. He was talking about he get 30,000 from DistroKid. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I'm getting little views and shit. I'm like, shit, fuck, I ain't getting no chips.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck a DistroKid is. So look, DistroKid is like you put your music out. You put your music on there, and they distribute it to the streaming platforms.
Oh,
Apple
sure.
Music, Spotify.
That's how you get your
whatever.
Money.
And then you get your residual from there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But look, even after my shit, oh, so look, I seen that interview or whatever. So then I got the 10K plays fast. So I'm thinking, I'm like, damn, I need to figure out how to enhance this shit. And I'm the type of nigga, I'm ready to invest bread in myself and all that. So I watched the interview, and then my nigga, I'm watching the Mozzie interview. He like, shit, you got to push your own shit. So I'm like, man, fuck it. Bro, I swear to God, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, and shit, Facebook, whatever social media I had, I used to be on, I'm like, what can I do that niggas not doing? You feel me? Like, not some regular shit. Like, niggas don't, and I'm like, niggas don't fucking know me. Like, I ain't on no bougie shit. Who the fuck am I? I got to put this shit in their face.
Yeah.
So I just start going to niggas' comments, whatever fans in their comments, nigga, I'm sending it to them. Like, nigga, I'm talking about hundreds. Hundreds.
Yeah.
I'm talking about hundreds, bro. Hundreds.
Damn.
Hundreds. Like, I'm getting
crazy.
Blocked. I'm getting blocked on each social media, like, for a day. Because I didn't.
Spamming.
Yeah, I'm spamming.
You ever get some, like, disrespectful shit? Like,
yeah,
I don't want to listen to this.
Yeah, people used to be like, stop sending me this bullshit ass SoundCloud music. Or, like, who is you? Who the fuck is you? I don't even know you. But I never responded.
Yeah,
I don't give a
fuck.
Fuck it. And then, like, I swear to God, I got so many, like, then. It really start going up, like, a little bit in the city more. And then people start hitting me back up like, hey, I apologize. This shit fire.
Oh,
me, I swear to God. Shit. But look, though, I don't give a damn. Nigga, as long as you on board now, let's rock.
Oh,
one take fam. Come on.
Oh, that's dope.
Look,
that's
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get mad.
Yeah,
nigga, we on board now.
That's
fuck
right.
it. So look. Look, that was another jump up. Me sending it to all the people. Now I'm like at 100,000. And then it's just going up quick as fuck. Like, it was like another, like, probably like week or two. And I'm still nobody. So I'm like, this shit is like, you feel me? This shit crazy. But I'm still just getting it in with the homies. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I think I dropped like more songs. I just kept dropping songs. And then, see, that was the thing. When I dropped, when that song went up, bro, that shit, I feel like it hit 200 plays. I mean, 200,000 plays. And then after that, bro. the shit was just at a million.
Yeah, fast.
And then when it hit a million, I had, I told you, I still ain't got no videos.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So now crazy. I'm like, bro, I need to do a video. Yeah. I think the audio had like, got to like 4 million before I did a video.
That shit was crazy.
Oh my
God. And
it
was
like, SoundCloud. It was going crazy.
SoundCloud era.
It was on, look, I'm still not getting paid. I still didn't put the shit on DistroKid. I'm getting it in with the homies, bro. And I'm so fucking dumb. Like, nigga,
that
you could
shit
be
was out,
money. Like,
bro.
Bad, yeah.
But I, nigga, just didn't know though.
Yeah,
you
didn't
feel
know.
Me?
Yeah.
So would you guys recommend that more people get it in with the homies? Or you guys a rare breed? This sounds fucking
nah, we
right.
For
this
sure a rare breed.
This
shit sounds crazy.
And you
got to
think, when I, like I said, when I came out, even when, see, look, like I almost got sidetracked. So, look, to the next start going up. And then, like I said, I just kept getting it in. So, then it was just like hit after hit. It was to the neck. Then it was I Like Bitches. Then it was Arco. Then it was this beat hit. Yeah, then it was Hello. So it was just like it was going too crazy.
Literally.
Know, and then it was songs. Mustard yeah. intro.
All that.
Bro, it's just like it was going too off. Crazy.
That was man. A crazy lineup.
All in a row. You see what I'm saying?
Then the shit popped off with Kalen too when he
oh,
was first.
Oh, then
the I know
with Kalen. And he had just started going exactly. up with the finance.
So it's like everybody.
Yeah. And then I had did this shit with Rucci, the Stick and Move.
Stick and Move.
Bro, it was like everything. And I didn't even like that shit. I wanted to delete it. And bro, they went so viral to that shit. We went to one of his shows, and I'm like, bro, I'm not even trying to perform that shit. I don't even really know it, bro. And then we just performed it.
They going crazy.
And bro, they went crazy. I'm like,
oh my God.
Like, that was a low key on me. I'm like, because I thought that I knew that verse was trash.
But everybody.
But look, I didn't got it in with the homies so much, and I'm talking, bro. I'm popping it fluent, no cap. Cause you gotta think, bro. I literally just, bro. We talk shit bad to each other all day. To not like that. I didn't grow up just a little bit, bro. And to females, we talking bad, bro. Bitch, if you a hoe, that's not our fault. Oops. Oops, she did it again. Come on.
Has talking shit ever got you in trouble? Both of you guys?
Nah, I don't talk shit. You know what I mean? I'm a lover boy on my music, but shit. He the shit talker, nigga.
I mean, yeah,
I used to
like,
hate this
bro,
nigga.
I mean, like, just
every
like.
Every time.
My mama said all the time, like, she be like, I don't know how more people than beat your ass. I mean, I don't know how you got so many friends. Because, bro, especially in high, bro, at Centennial, bro, I swear, bro. And I'm the littlest nigga.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Thinking, too, like, damn, why didn't
God.
A couple niggas could have fucked me up?
I hated
but,
this
bro,
nigga
I,
that
I
practiced.
Got the type of personality, like, I guess I'm like a lovable type of person. Like, I ain't just bashing niggas, bro, but
I'm
the funny nigga, like, but I ain't stopping, though. So it didn't take a nigga to that point, you
so,
feel me?
So you've never had anyone, like, try to fight or even, like, a girl, like, just yell at you or talk some shit?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't have females cuss me out, bitch-ass nigga, try to swing on me. But, bro, I'm playing still. Oh. I'm running this shit. I'm day-day in the bitch on Friday. Baby D.
You ain't gonna catch me, what? Baby D. Come
on. Why'd you
damn near screaming at while I'm running.
Why'd you hate him at practice?
Nah,
because like
this
practice?
Motherfucker, I play offense, so he was the corner on defense and shit. So, like, you going against this nigga, if he get a like a pass deflection or anything, he talking shit. He in your ear.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, lock up. Yeah. I'm like, man, this nigga is annoying. Like a little gnat. A little gnat in your ear and shit.
Would you be getting in their head too?
Hell yeah. He talking shit, literally. Talking shit on the field. He doing it on the mic the same way. Yeah. He just talking shit.
That's,
I hate that shit.
I do that shit.
He got in my head for sure. I ain't going to even cap.
So,
him and the other homie, Jamal. Them niggas talk shit to each other like
it's
bad.
It's annoying,
and them niggas, man.
It's that love, though. You got
to
like,
I swear
love,
to
though.
God.
Yeah, for sure.
Getting it in
no,
with the
just,
homies.
It's just competitive nature, though.
Yeah, facts,
niggas being
facts.
Niggas, homies being homies.
You around them, nigga. You around everybody so much, it's like, shit.
You,
you bound to get into
nature,
argument.
If you ain't got a competitive nature, you ain't going to get no money.
Yeah, you bound to get
have,
into argument.
Have you and the homies ever fought?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Niggas
is boxing. We get it in boxing. Yeah. We getting the gloves.
Oh, you guys put the gloves
hey,
on?
Hey,
yeah,
yeah. It's Goose.
Oh,
that box on 4th of July in front of his house.
Oh, my
why?
God.
For
that
what?
Was this for fun.
Just for fun.
That
hey,
shit
that's
was.
All you guys just did it for fun.
All you heard was.
I ain't going to cap.
They
oh
was
God,
slapping
bro.
The fuck out each other. I swear
the,
to God.
Oh, God. That's probably one of the hardest slap boxes I own me.
They was slapping the fuck out each other.
Fuck out each other, but he caught me with a crazy. I came back. Look, I came back so nobody noticed. I came back so nobody noticed. Oh, but me. Nigga, inside, I felt that motherfucker on me.
I ain't lying to you. You for sure laid down the coldest mixtape that day.
Everything. It's just the energy on everything.
Bro, motherfuckers, the slap box, box, all that shit.
But you guys have fought because somebody got angry? We're like,
that too.
Or it was just for fun. It was for shit to giggle.
Oh, just for fun?
Yeah, for fun. But like, I feel like even if like niggas get mad, of course niggas gonna get mad. But even if somebody do like a little friendly face, slap box, whatever, like then it's just whatever. And like sometimes like we'll just get the gloves. Yeah. If nigga, if you that mad, you feel me?
Yeah.
Get it in real quick. Bop, bop. You cool? Play Madden right after.
For real. Also, I was watching an interview and you were saying that like before you were rapping, you kind of were just like making like funny ass videos and shit.
No, I was never like on no comedian ass shit.
Shit, Vine.
Like, I'd just be on some like, I don't know, like I don't know, like I'd just be doing bullshit and it just go up like
some relatable ass shit.
I guess, bro, I'm making cookies on Snapchat talking about it's a bust down four piece and it's going singing, by. It's
nigga
going
singing,
crazy.
Singing Mexican songs.
Oh, yeah. Like,
Yatsu.
I saw that, bro.
You see that shit on Snapchat.
Mandele.
Yatsu. He do that shit on Snapchat all the time.
No, but it's just like.
Shit like that.
Like, bro, and the only reason it's just me being me. It's like, I don't know. The only reason I know that song is because my neighbors used to wear that motherfucker out. Like, I had no choice but to start liking that motherfucker, bro. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I became a part of the culture with that one. No cap. Bro, they wore that out. Oh, and this was another moment when I knew, like, I was like, I could, like, people was fucking with my music for real. I swear to God. So the same people that I knew that song from, bro, they only have parties play that song. They was like the apartment over, but it was like a little duplex. It's only like my apartment is a big ass building, like it's hella of them. So the apartment next door is only like 3-4 of them or whatever. Bro, they was playing to the neck on me.
And look, you can hear it.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? Oh,
that's me.
I'm like, damn, that's crazy. I didn't even go over there or nothing, but I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
I probably would have went over there.
No, they didn't see the nigga before and all that. But it's just like, they ain't never even played no rap. And they playing this shit loud.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's fucking bad.
Oh, and it was crazy, too. When, like, picture, like I'm saying, I'm just getting it in with the homies. Then it was to the next shit, bro. Picture just laying in bed, like, waking up in the morning. And, like, people don't even know it's you. But they live in your building and they just passing by your window in the morning and the song they playing on their way to work is to the neck.
To the neck.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
They're just like, yo, what up, Jay?
And then literally, bro, it was like everywhere in the streets we was going, they was playing that bitch. Like, I'd pull up on side of a car. Oh, even that Memorial weekend when we was in Vegas, bro, I swear to God, we pulled up on side of a car, they was playing to the neck.
Oh my God. Not even knowing it's you.
It'd be some funny ass shit because they'd be like little kids in his at his apartment complex or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they'll be outside. They'll be outside playing.
Hey, what take Jay? At the window of me. Then they start playing getting bolder and coming to the door and shit.
Knocking. I'm like, these niggas is bold.
So who would you guys say that is your favorite person to work with, like on songs or whatever?
Shit, who I say I got the most chemistry with, probably just outside of the homies. It's probably Kalen, cause I've been new, bro. Like we, you feel me? Like
yeah,
we just vibe. Like we just vibe.
Oh shit, my bad.
Oh shit.
No, that shit is crazy though. To know that like everybody going up and shit. To know niggas before,
literally.
Like we all start going up and shit. It's kind of crazy.
How do you guys feel on like supporting your homies? Do you guys do that a lot? Like. Or do you guys do you guys feel like more people hate on you? Like, how do you guys deal with that?
Shit, I feel like I just fuck with who fuck with me.
Literally.
On everything. That's, you remember, you just fuck with who. I feel like I just fuck with who fuck with me. And on the supporting the homie shit, yeah, I post nigga shit. I mean, obviously, like, and it's really like understanding and shit. Like, obviously, you ain't gonna see everything a nigga post, but for the most part, Yeah, like post all the homies post my shit, or yeah. one of the homies drop, niggas post each other's shit.
That's it, bro.
What about, do you guys ever like criticize each other's music?
Hell yeah. And if I said niggas really
even before nigga get
crazy
in there
to each other, hell yeah, niggas that really tell you, man, that shit weak, bro. That shit weak. That's not the one, bro.
Have you ever thought a song was hard and your homies told that shit?
Nah, it ain't never been on no shit like that, because we not letting it get that far. We all right there. Go back in. It's like it ain't that deep, bro. Yeah. Just go back in. Okay. Sometimes niggas be like, man, this shit hard. It's like, all right, fuck it, keep it.
Him and Quan get into most arguments about that shit. Yeah, that shit right. be hilarious. I swear to God.
Because we be in so much competition about who got the most bars. So
Quan be gonna gas your bitch ass up.
Yeah, he walk in the studio, nigga, ain't saying what up. Gas his bitch ass up.
He ready. He want redemption.
Nah, that's funny as fuck.
That shit jokes.
What is like your creative process like going into the studio or just like writing? Is there something like you have to do before every time or?
No, I never see. It's just all going off the energy and the beat. Like just my energy and the beat for real. I never really recorded like I needed to drink to record or I needed to smoke to record. Like I always just got it in. And especially in the beginning, I really didn't drink. Like I wait till after I record, then I start getting faded and shit or a couple shots here and there. But I couldn't be like dumb faded and all that because I'm gassing. Like, bro, I need to be able to say all these words clear as clear as day.
Yeah. No slurring or nothing.
I make sure I go to the studio with my shit already wrote. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And that way I'm knocking shit out quicker.
Not wasting no time.
Come
in
on.
Hell yeah.
That's right. So are you guys like working pretty much all day or you're just like, I'm going to set time for this and then I'm going to do this and then.
Well, shit, like back then when a nigga was, it's still days. A nigga do like a session, 12-hour session and all that.
Damn.
Hell yeah. But shit, that shit fun to me. You're just getting it in on me.
Yeah.
And especially when you really living life, nigga, you got shit to talk about on me. You doing this and doing her and accidentally doing them, bro, it's just like crazy.
Did you guys ever have like a little day job, like a little
working hell yeah, at? Bro, I worked at FedEx for sure. But one at the airport, nigga. So I was in that bitch feeling like I was 50. 50. For real.
Moving heavy ass shit.
Bro, I was a young nigga in that bitch feeling 50. Picking up heavy. It'd be a box big as this damn, wide as this damn bottle. You were trying to pick it up quick and be the snap your shit. That motherfucker weighs 200. All metal, solid. you could be pulling car parts out, dressers. Yeah, that had to stop, bro.
You're like, fuck that.
I had warehouse jobs. I worked at Hertz. I did security. Me and him did security together before.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if y'all heard of that shit called VidCon. It's like a little event for like.
Oh,
I swear to God, we did.
You guys did
staff security there. Like 20.
We were just there.
It was like 2014. We was at Elko at the time, so it was like 2014.
Damn. Oh, it was for what's that security company called?
Yeah, that yellow shit.
The yellow
the
one.
The staff. Yeah.
CSA or some
shit. Something like that.
After that, it was over with for that.
Oh, me. Niggas did security. We had a whole bunch of jobs.
Niggas gonna figure it out.
Like a motherfucker.
Damn. So I know you went to school. Did you go to school at all? College?
Community college, El Camino. Yeah.
Did you
that's
finish?
Where I, well, shit. That's where I actually got to play against Blue Bucks Clan.
Oh mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah.
Did you?
But
finish
we both
school?
Was on DV. Hell no.
No.
He said, hell
yeah,
no.
Bro. I always was. I really. Did school for sports. Like, oh, okay. I never really was, like, interested. But, like, school was never hard or nothing. Like, a dumbass. I wasn't like, a dumbass nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I'd just get in trouble for not, nigga, fucking up. Like, just fucking around. Like,
so you're
feel
a
like
class
school
clown.
Is common sense as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas just be dumb.
For the bare minimum.
Yeah, niggas don't
you
know
can
how to
pass by doing the minimum.
Niggas don't know how to sit next to the like bad bitch that knows what she doing.
For real.
Come
just
on.
Cheat, man. Just
oh,
cheat.
God.
Niggas scared to talk to the bitch.
Oh, God.
So, do you guys feel like college is worth it?
Shit. It depends.
Me, personally, I'm going to say if for like, the you. Well, no, I can't even lead niggas straight. I'm going to just say me personally, no, bro.
No.
No.
It depends on your profession, too. Like, if you want to do something, like, I don't know, if you want to go to law school or some shit, like, yeah, go to college and everything. But, like, if you want a quick career within a year, I advise everybody to go to, like, trade school or something. Yeah. You feel me? That's what my little brother did. And he, yeah, shit, got a whole career job, like, in a year. He 20.
I feel like it's easy to go to college.
Easy. Nigga, I feel like you go to college for the bitches and shit. For, like, the year. You just go to college for, like, the bitches and, like, the campus and
you
all that shit.
You go to school right now. You go to school right now. You go to school right now. You go to school. I can go to school. But everybody can't be sitting where we sitting at right now.
Yo,
that's right. You feel me? Because you really got to be, you got to, it got to be in you. Everybody ain't a dog. You feel me?
Yeah. I finished, I got my bachelor's and shit when I went to Southwest Minnesota State.
Oh, shit.
But I was only going for football and shit. So,
extra rank on you feel
me? Oh, me. But I was only going for football. I got a scholarship. So, feel me? I just went to Minnesota. Okay. Boom. Finished in the meantime. So,
damn.
Shit. Oh, shit. What was your major?
Criminal justice.
Hey.
So, but do you,
I ain't
feel
doing,
like,
shit with it.
Yeah.
I was just interested in it. I used to grow up watching fucking CSI and Law and
like
Order.
That.
Shit.
I feel like, so I feel like even when I was even when you young motherfuckers, well, I'm going to say me, niggas will ask you that, what you want to be when you grow up. Man, yeah, you be have said some little bullshit to get a nigga out your face.
So, being the NBA.
So, what were you saying?
Oh, no, I thought I was going league in that field. For sure.
That was my dream.
Man, I was supposed to be the first Buddha Baker. Man, they bled I'm coming out slicing shit. Damn, but shout out to Buddha Baker putting on for the little niggas, though. The little DBs on everything, bro. Dope.
Going
he
crazy.
Coming up hitting. And my boy Scoob right here. Scoob will put anybody down. Oh, me here a little crazy in the head. I got that hoodie on. Kelly, he coming down full throttle.
No, that's what he was telling me. He was like, I was small, but I hurt myself hitting people so hard.
Literally.
Damn.
Like,
oh my
God. We played like a 250-pound cornbread. Big, big old running back. Met him in a hole, kissed him, put him right on his ass. He smacked him.
Boom.
Right. I had to break the lingo down and tell y'all he hit him hard. I said kissed him and threw it through Buddy's office.
Kissed him, bro.
On me.
He's fucking. Nah, that nigga. I remember in college, Elko, we had a scrimmage and shit. This nigga Scoob came down so hard and banged somebody. His whole helmet was to the side and shit. He got up like, shit, let's go. Fix his shit up. I'm like, he had the big ass shoulder pads on too. I'm like, yeah, Scoob ain't fucking around out here.
That's dope. Do you guys still like be active like football wise, playing sports at all now?
Nah, that shit over. Yeah,
nah,
it's over. Not even
probably hoop every now and then, but
not even no turkey bowl like on Thanksgiving.
Turkey bowl, yeah, we do like a. I did
I
a turkey bowl
no
like
turkey
2 years
bowl.
Ago. 2 years ago.
You got hurt from a turkey bowl? Oh.
I ain't doing no turkey bowl.
Nah. Yeah. I go to the gym and shit. I pull up to that
motherfucker. See, look, this my role at the turkey bowl. I'll pull up and talk shit.
For the sideline.
Instigate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They be up too early. They be up too early for me and shit. Like 7 a.m. and shit. I only went to one.
Fun as fuck, though.
It is. I only went to one, though.
Nah, I thought that was pretty funny. Sounds like you guys like fucked around in high school a lot too.
Hell
huh?
yeah.
Was high school a really fun experience?
I think I want to start doing like a little vlogging all day on some jackass shit on everything.
Nah,
I think
shit
I could do that.
We can help you out, bro.
Me.
Oh, God.
I think I could do that.
Oh, yeah. God. We got
partner
so
up
much.
The first one.
I got videos in my phone of niggas just doing crazy ass funny shit all day. Like, we got to get that shit on camera.
Make it go viral. That's another source of income and all that.
And nigga, we put on the pads one day and went head up with each other. Like, I got that on my camera. Oh, me. He wasn't there that day. It was, I went ahead up with Quan.
Broke his neck.
I fucked Quan up.
No.
Wait, he actually broke his neck?
Nah, damn near. I'll show you the video after this.
He had his head straight down.
Boom. It was loud as fuck. Ran through his shit.
Hey, what's your guys' NFL team?
Chargers.
Chargers?
Chargers.
I fuck with the Falcons. I gotta stick with my team. I've been a Falcons fan since big.
What about the Rams?
I fuck with them. I support them. But I've been a Chargers fan since I was like 8.
Okay.
Since LaDainian Tomlinson, like, he made me want to be a Chargers fan.
Yeah.
So
dope.
Hell yeah.
Dope.
LT is.
Hey, Jay, I seen you perform with Kalen at USC. How was that, bro?
That shit was smooth. Shit, it really was just. It was like a. That was kind of like. Because I performed like in hella states. I done performed in a lot of different fucking venues and shit. But that was, it kind of felt different because a nigga in a little basketball, you feel me?
Yeah.
You in a basketball gym. That shit was dope though.
That shit looked cool as fuck.
And it's like, damn, a nigga grew up watching SC. Like,
yeah.
And I'm the type of nigga, like, I be on some humble shit. Like,
like the rap, like I don't know, like I like performing more than I like the response. So it just be like,
yeah, he be up there just floating.
Yeah, like a nigga really went up. Like I just know I went viral.
Floating.
Like
up there.
Yeah, I know I went crazy on me. That's and the fans cool. was fucking with it.
Yeah.
So
is there any, like, you guys still go to USC games? Like football at
oh,
all?
Oh, no,
or
for
nah?
sure.
Yeah?
On me, I for sure been to, like, at least one SC game, yeah. like, each year, football game. That's but dope. I don't really beat that too much in the basketball.
That is dope. Yeah, we're heavy basketball fans over here.
Yeah. Basketball, yeah. yeah.
But he's the Madden guy. That's who you got to play right here.
Yeah, no, we're going to get him in for sure. Oh, we're going to set that up.
Are you the nicest on the out. Sticks?
Oh, yeah. What'd you say?
You the nicest on the sticks or what?
Nah, we got other homies, yeah. too. One of them for sure.
Hey, Quan said he's good, but
bro.
I
already challenged
him. 2K.
Quan yeah.
can play 2K.
Madden don't play Madden. You're going to waste your time. You're going to blow him the fuck out. He just won.
Nice
he just
like
so
that.
Competitive.
He did get better, though.
He,
I gave
nah, he got better.
But 2K is... I put money on him in 2K.
He just so competitive. Okay. He think he better at everything than anybody. I mean, like, feel me? Like,
he think he's going
shit,
crazy.
I'll knock out more push-ups than you, bitch-ass nigga. Like, he that type of nigga. Shit, I do 60 right now. Like, nigga, you know, get your bored ass. He bored as fuck. With niggas on at 8 in the morning. That's what his favorite shit to say. That should be funny, though. Quan jokes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, we want to thank you guys for coming on our podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Do you guys have, like, any up-and-coming projects coming out soon? Or anything you guys would like to promote?
Well, shit, I'm going to drop my first album on September 9th titled Compton Globetrotter. Oh. The reason I titled that bitch that is because I just feel like it's time for the young niggas to really ball. You feel me?
That's a dope name.
Come on.
That's a hard-ass name.
Come on.
Yeah,
go.
And I feel like the obviously the Compton open them up to where I come from or whatever. Boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But look though, I'm gonna give a little feature that I got on there.
Oh.
And it's somebody that I brought up earlier, Sugar Free, bro. I promise
damn.
You, that song's gonna slap.
That's big
and you
time,
gotta
man.
Think, bro. Bro, I promise you, when you send the song back, I'm like, damn, I thought my bitch ass talked shit for real.
Oh shit.
I thought I've been through some shit with these hoes. I'm like. Damn, bro. Bro he still go does. Viral. And then I feel like timing is everything because we did the song a little minute ago, but it's finna drop now. And it's crazy that bro still mm-hmm. got it and he going up again.
Oh,
like,
God.
Not that he ever went down, but
he, doing
he
shows
able
and
to,
shit.
You feel me, keep that shit going and
keep
all that. That's
going.
Crazy as fuck.
That's dope. Up,
that's
bro.
Good.
And it's dope to see him connect with the
young.
Be able to connect and still do. Fire ass songs yeah. with the young crowd
yeah.
and shit.
A new audience.
You know, everything.
Sure. Even his
but he's
old
still
shit.
Popping it like
yeah.
that, though.
Still. Even his old shit still
hell
goes viral
yeah,
like on Twitter,
you, that's
TikTok.
The only person I ever said that nigga gassed me on him. He gassed
oh,
me on
shit.
This
one. Oh, God. He went viral.
Me.
Damn.
And
how about you?
Shit
oh,
you
yeah.
gotta wrap your mind around.
Shit, I ain't dropping nothing yet, but I just dropped a project called Undeniable 2 like a couple months ago. Y'all can check that out. One Take Ocho on every streaming platform and social media too. So
everything will be in the description. Make sure to go
yeah.
check them
yeah,
out.
Yeah, fuck with these guys, man.
And I just dropped the single off the album, Social Media featuring Blue Bucks.
Yeah.
We'll tap into that.
That shit was fire. Go check it out. Thank
shot
you
by
guys.
My boy Supo Supreme.
Supo.
I didn't want to fuck his name up. I had to get real proper on it.
That video whore.
There it is, man. Thank you guys for coming once again. Appreciate it a lot.
Yeah.
And shit, hopefully we see you guys soon.
Yeah, yeah. hopefully. Thank you for let's listening. Thank you for watching.
Wait, hold up. We just turned this bitch up.
Yeah. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.